When I first came to Kenya in a work party 12 years ago, I understood even then that FAME was very much involved in helping the community where possible. At the same time, those opportunities were used to reach them with the message of the gospel. I never forgot that first visit, and the things I saw and learned stayed with me over the next decade. This present road clearance project is just one example of our assistance to them. It involves 250 people, all men and women from the locality, and each one glad of the 200 Kenyan shillings I'll pay them for this morning's work. 200 Kenyan shillings may not sound much in our terms, just around 150 sterling, but it is a full day's wages and a very welcome addition to the family budget. For my part, I am very glad also, for when completed, these 7 kilometres will be a lot shorter than the present 29 I must travel on my journeys to and fro, a saving of 44 kilometres on a round trip. Every face in our work party tells a story. These faces are but pages from life's book, and what stories each must have. For behind each one lies the same basic needs, the same suffering, the same poverty and hunger, the same spiritual and material emptiness. In the hot sun, the work is not easy, but they have families to feed and school fees to find, and so every opportunity for a cash transaction is taken. Of course, they know from past experience exactly what this kind of project with FAME entails. And when it is over, they are quite happy to sit attentively while I deliver a short and simple gospel message.
For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. The Lord Jesus Christ has come into the world because this is the good news for sinners like you and me. God is ready to forgive.
And when you think of us and pray for us, think also of these poor who are hearing the gospel, and pray for salvation to visit our endeavours and labours here among them.
Just leave, we're going to begin where we left off the last Lord's Day morning. So turn to Matthew chapter 6, please. Matthew chapter 6.
Quite apart, however, from our humanitarian witness, child evangelism still remains our calling and priority. And I thank God for the many opportunities to proclaim the message of the cross among the boys and girls. Here at our centre, every Sunday morning before the main service, we have a short Bible study and prayer meeting for those children who have professed faith in Christ. There is no compulsion whatsoever to come to this meeting, no rule to attend, but it is regularly attended by 25 to 30 young believers.
Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
In this meeting, I will bring a very brief word to them, encouraging them to search the scriptures for themselves. And it is a personal encouragement to me to see each child following the given references with evident interest. Those Sundays when I have preaching engagements elsewhere, Joseph, our teacher and child evangelist, takes my place, and my family remain to share the service with the children and staff. Over and above our regular Sunday meetings with the children, we also have a Saturday night bi-monthly video show. Apart from the spiritual dialogue, the children can see something of the geographical setting of Bible times and learn a little of the ways, customs and clothing of that time. This meeting has become the favourite weekday meeting and has always a full attendance. Our child rescue programme is an open one. Catholic, Protestant and New Apostolic, among others, find refuge here. After a few weeks with us, the trauma of the past recedes and they soon become adjusted to living within the larger family of our centre. All our little ones live very happily together. A little food and kindness are great healers to a troubled mind or a broken heart.
Something like this, they never ever would get that chance. And with the new borehole, 150 shillings for 1,000 litres, £18 worth of water fills this. £18 worth of water fills this to give them this chance. And as you can see, it's popular.
Still on the theme of evangelism, we have been providing 24 evangelical churches in the area with maize and sugar so they can give porridge to all the children who attend their Sunday school. This was initially done to help churches and their regular children, but due to the recent famine, this had a dramatic effect on the number of children attending. At the height of the famine, the total increased from around 900 to almost 2,000 young children hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course enjoying a breakfast of sweet, nourishing porridge. I cannot overstress to our supporters how many gospel doors may be opened by giving a little thought to the great human suffering that surrounds us here in Ukambani, Eastern Kenya. I have many opportunities to speak at schools in our area, and almost every week I visit one or more and receive a great welcome. This is just one of those secondary schools, and as such may serve as an example of them all. The school itself is a mixture of things old and new. They have a few modern conveniences, but only a few. Pit latrines serve for sanitation, and they have no running water. A very basic kitchen provides very basic daily meals. The washing up is also likewise basic. Close by in the bush stand a mound of homemade bricks, ready to construct whatever other extensions and renovations they may need. And, all in all, theirs is not an easy road to educational excellence. However, these Spartan facilities were no hindrance to hard work and good manners, as I very soon found out on my visit.
Boys, do you think you can do better?
Yes!
Over 400 young men and women gathered in the assembly hall and sat with rapt attention as I preached a 15-minute message on God's unspeakable gift.
The wages of sin is death. That's the wages that we deserve because of our sin. And the Bible makes it clear that we are all sinners.
In all my evangelistic endeavors, I'm very careful never to encourage any mere emotional response, nor do I employ modern ways and means that might induce such a response. I find that much that passes for the gospel here in Kenya is so shallow and superficial that I fear for the reality of it. In order, therefore, to avoid a similar situation, I simply present Christ freely as the Savior of men, preach the doctrines of grace in all their fullness, and leave the results with God.
The greatest gift this world ever received.
Those who express an interest in spiritual things or show evidence of conviction of sin are carefully counseled as individuals on a strictly one-to-one basis. Thank God I can say that already many of his sheep have heard his voice and are following him. It is a privilege beyond words to describe what it means to be engaged in this work among these school children. The bad roads and distance are nothing compared to the satisfaction this work brings. These young men and women are Kenya's hope of tomorrow. What greater hope then, if they carry within their breast the first principles of true biblical Christianity, a heart submitted to Christ and a life dedicated to his service. Although child evangelism continues to be our main focus, we do take every opportunity to reach the adult population also. One attempt that has proved very fruitful towards the adults is our Saturday night video outreach. My method is simple. I pick an area beforehand and put up leaflets in the local shops announcing the meeting. On the evening of the video, I go to the venue just before darkness and find a suitable place for the large screen I use, a double bedsheet. Even setting up presents opportunities. Many of the local youth come early and usually show an interest in the equipment. This allows me to interact with them and get to know them. Sometimes, while we're waiting for the darkness, I might sit down outside a local dutha or shop and get to know the locals over a cup of tea. Nothing touches the African heart more than to have someone sit down with them and meet with them on their own level. They are quick to notice an unwillingness to mix with them. But once they see a spirit of equality and a readiness to fellowship, they do not soon forget the gesture. In the dry season, we do a circuit of the surrounding villages with the video, and literally hundreds gather out of the darkness of the surrounding bush to attend our meeting. I always stop halfway through to bring a short address. We are currently using a video in Kakamba called The Life of Christ. This has proved to be a tremendous success, Many of our Saturday night audience would most certainly be otherwise drinking in one of the many drinking dens. And it's our prayer that one of these gospel arrows will find its mark in some needy heart. One of the joys of the work here is the knowledge of the FAME policy of cooperation. The UK directorship are fully and proactively committed to this land and its people. Each of our directors are volunteers and each have visited the work several times. This collective experience is invaluable when it comes to decision making, for they are already acquainted with the many pros and cons of field work and understand how difficult it is sometimes to get it right and how easy it is to get it wrong. We also work hand in hand with the staff on the field. It is not a them and us situation, but in the spirit of equality, we sit often together and talk over our daily business. This way we know what will work with the people and what will fail. Much of our success under God stems from our close cooperation with our key workers, our field executive. Every 2 weeks, our field executive meet, and every aspect of the work is surveyed and analysed. These meetings are again invaluable to us as a mission, for they preserve our unity, encourage participation, loyalty and job satisfaction, and keep alive the Christian family atmosphere that has become the hallmark of FAME work here. Up until recently, in this semi-arid region, the idea of having a fish farm would have been thought impossible. Thanks, however, to the fact that we are now connected to a water borehole, this fish farm is now a reality. Here, we are checking how the fish are progressing in our new project, and all have turned out to see the exercise. However, our expectations on this occasion were not to be realised, for we came up with an empty net. We tried again just to make sure, but it was all in vain. Not to be denied our expected treat, we tried the next day, and by closing all the escape routes, came up with bagfuls of fish all along the net. The soundtrack alone tells the story of our success far better than ever my words could express. And from it, you may guess something of the absolute joy the children and staff showed at the sight of the silvery harvest. These fish are tropical tilapia, which are popular here in Kenya. They grow well in fresh water of 28 to 30 degrees centigrade. So our centre here, just south of the equator, is the perfect place for them. Fresh vegetables are something we use a lot of here in our child rescue centre. We use large amounts of tomatoes, cabbage, onions, carrots, watermelon, spinach and potatoes. Because of this constant expenditure, we decided to invest in this plastic tunnel. It is large and spacious and guaranteed for 10 years. The irrigation is provided by a drip feed system which was developed in Israel. This will greatly reduce the labour normally needed to keep our plants healthy and well watered. We can now grow all our own vegetables and sell any surplus to the people much cheaper and of better quality than the local markets. These outdoor beds are being prepared for the same purpose and will be fertilised by a mixture of rich soil and animal manure. This is first mixed and then dug into the prepared beds. Having our own source of fresh vegetables will not only save us considerable expense, but it is also a great encouragement for the boys and girls in our centre. In all our work here, whatever that work may be, Fame Child Rescue Centre is dedicated to the total welfare of the rescued child. Our centre support is based on the Word of God, is non-denominational, and presents Christ alone as the only hope for personal salvation and peace. This, and this alone, is our goal. Much of the ongoing costs of this provision for these orphan children is largely from child sponsorship. We have individuals, church groups, and schools who sponsor one or more children, and we thank God for their commitment to this worthwhile endeavour. Sponsorship enables us to care and provide for a child that could otherwise be left to die. The addition of this laboratory has doubled the number of patients we are seeing and treating in our clinic. These tests allow us to identify the cause of many illnesses, such as TB, malaria, typhoid, brucellosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. This facility saves patients the expense and inconvenience of travelling much further to get a positive diagnosis. Very often we come across a patient who is in serious need of medical help that is beyond our capabilities to offer. Generous gifts received from many of you, including some significant amounts given specifically for medical help, have enabled us to ensure at least some of these desperate cases have been provided for. This cancerous growth was removed at Kajabi Mission Hospital after 12 hours in the operating room and requiring the skills of 3 surgeons. God wonderfully answered prayer, and so far this man has made what can only be described as an amazing recovery.
Ask him, is he happy?
We will follow up this man's progress with interest and pray this surgical transformation will indeed not only extend his life, but more importantly, bring him to trust in the giver of eternal life. However, such extreme cases do not constitute our daily ongoing medical aid, and our nurses kept busy with the constant stream of sick and suffering that daily come to this oasis of hope in this otherwise barren and inhospitable land. Although there are cases we must refer onwards, we do treat 95% of all who come to us. With a treatment percentage ratio like this, our clinic is a vital asset to the community at large. I'm very much aware that medical aid was the very foundation of all Fame endeavours in its earliest evangelistic outreach here, and so the Naomi Curran Memorial Clinic must deservedly continue to share our goodwill and acceptance both with the Kenyan government and the people whom we serve. Last but not least is the education of our own children. This was an issue very close to the hearts of Alma and myself as we left Northern Ireland nearly 3 years ago. Yet we believed God would make a way for us and that He just wanted us to trust Him. 3 years on, we now thank God for how He has helped and guided us in this matter. Truly we can say that God is no man's debtor. The Swahili Bible has an oft-used verse that just about sums up all that concerned our children's education. Kwa Mungu yote, yaweze kana. With God, all things are possible. Our 2 eldest children, Jordan and Amy, received most of their teaching in one-to-one lessons with teachers from Masavi Girls Secondary School. One of these teachers is a young woman called Jacqueline, who herself, as a child, was sponsored by Fame and received her secondary education at this very same school. K Calvin and Grace, our two youngest children, are taught by a local teacher at our home, assisted by my wife Alma. These arrangements are working very well, and we have no fears for the children's academic future. We hope, God willing, that Jordan will be able to sit his GCSE exams at a school in Nairobi when the time comes. Our children love being here. They're very happy, and we want it to remain so for them as they come to their teenage years and all the teenage pressures that those years invariably bring. Our sole purpose in being here is to spread the message of God's redeeming love, and our only authority is that of God's call. If asked, this must be my only answer. Pray for us.
Yeah.